Blog Talk Radio.
That's the thing. That was the thing. That means we're on the air now. With Ronnie Jonah making loud noises. Okay, hello. Can you hear us, people of the earth? Can you hear me? All right, we're loading up the chat room. We're on the blog talk. So let's talk. Let's be drunk and talk. Oh, I see Terry Smith is
no longer there.
But he did say he was there.
7-8 left. Now he just got guessed with random numbers. No, it still just says guess.
Well,
so you don't know how this podcasting works.
Somebody drive
45 minutes to get started.
Thanks.
Bless, sweetheart.
Boom, reconnected.
Probably don't have any guests.
No, we're going to have guests, Derek.
We're 5 minutes into this show. We're going to like...
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, it went under the bar.
There's a background
on
my screen.
I'll get it.
Oh, my God.
Holy Lord.
What's going on?
My phone, apparently. Okay, hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. So, let's talk. Let's do a show.
I think your phone's on there,
babe. What do you want? No, it's still on. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about WrestleMania?
You should definitely want to talk about WrestleMania.
Because all these people that are not chatting with us right now that I'm going to go to my Facebook and see if they're still...
Okay.
There, I don't think you're going to care about wrestling.
Yeah.
Look, we're... They're not brownies, that's cake.
That's cake.
There,
Sean. Sorry, brownies, they're cake. They're so good.
Sean, it's brown.
It's gooey, so it's brownie.
All right, talk to us right now. Talk, chat.
A huge piece of shit. Everybody's logging out. Nobody wants to talk to chat with us about professional wrestling comic books.
No, they can hear us. The call is still going.
We don't know that they can hear us.
We're assuming,
that there's bad stuff going on. That everything is
Let's
working.
Talk about pop culture things.
Yay!
Like the new Superman Batman movie. What do you think of that?
It looks like shit.
You don't like Jason Momoa as Aquaman?
I don't.
Why?
I think it's a terrible idea. He looks nothing like Aquaman.
Well, I mean, like, what's Aquaman look like?
He looks like Umaga Man.
Did you meet him?
Umaga Man.
We're the only ones that get that joke.
Well, that's a solid joke for his podcast. We can bring him up here.
It's true. I like
Ben Affleck. That's terrible.
That's not terrible. It's not terrible.
It's not Bruce Wayne. He has a little bit of Bruce Wayne.
I think he can pull off Bruce Wayne.
He couldn't pull off Daredevil.
I like Daredevil.
You. You and like two other people.
Jason Segel likes Daredevil. Daredevil was fine.
No, that's terrible. Fucking garbage.
No, the stupid Daredevil team was garbage.
Yeah.
But the
movie.
Hell, that was
no,
terrible.
Was it?
Dick Buzz.
No.
Dick Buzz. Well,
speaking of Daredevil, what about the new Netflix Daredevil show?
That looks amazing.
That looks pretty awesome.
Feel better than the movie, which was garbage.
It has to be better.
You know who was a good idea? Dean Offerino.
Yeah, who was a good idea?
As Kingpin.
I agree. That's better than fucking the dead guy.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah.
Michael Clark Duncan.
It's good that you relate to the masses of people who are probably still upset that he's passed away. They're like, oh, that guy's dead.
Nobody,
I love the Green Mile.
That would have been the bad guy.
I was like, nobody watched the Green Mile more than like twice ever. Fucking liar.
There's always an exception.
That's a blonde.
Give me two character names.
Okay.
Yeah, fuck you.
Uh-huh.
My God, it's tough.
Give us five actors.
I can't.
Why?
What did you name two?
I remember any actor.
You remember any actor from the Green Mile?
What?
Do you remember any actor from the Green Mile?
Okay.
And? Who is the main guy?
We were just talking about him.
Why is he going to be black?
He's
Wow, why are
you sleeping?
You were sleeping? You fucking hop right here?
It's only 2 a.m. Why are you sleeping?
I will say things that affect you. You're a liar. Liar.
Well, I think we only have, like, one person on here.
The person that's on here.
So let's talk about other things randomly.
Like how Chris is a liar?
Yeah, let's talk about liar, pamphlet buyer.
We're by ourselves.
That's all right. We're used to talking by ourselves.
That's what happened.
So then, fuck it. Nobody doesn't hear. Let's talk about WrestleMania. What do you think?
Look awesome.
That's it. It doesn't look awesome.
Triple H, Sting, Taker, Bray.
Yeah, but the main event is not strong.
It's getting better. Paul Heyman is selling it really well.
Heyman's selling it really well, but
Rollins catching it.
But then there's the point where Lesnar and Reigns have to wrestle.
It's been worse. Yokozuna's made it in his main event.
Yeah, but Yokozuna, like, he could wrestle better than Reigns.
Yokozuna was a classic.
He had, like, yeah, it really was, though. Like, ask how many people, like, how many Roman Reigns matches do you remember? But you did bring up Yokozuna and Bret Hart.
Yeah, because it's so terrible. Roman Reigns matches
was
so
terrible.
But
Yokozuna had, like, at least three more moves than Reigns had.
No.
Reigns has...
You can't call, like...
Reigns has a shopping list of moves. He's like, all right, I'm gonna purchase this move. Oh, I'm going to check out this
every
move.
Wrestler has that. What Daniel Bryan did.
That's fair. But we know Bryan can do more.
And you're telling me Bryan's better on the mic than Reigns?
No, Bryan sucks on the mic.
They're both terrible.
Yeah, Bryan sucks on the mic.
They're both terrible. And he shouldn't make a bit mania.
You just made all the people that are not listening to this angry.
Daniel Bryan?
Yeah. Daniel, look, Kerry Smith's back.
Nope, he's gone again. He's gone again.
What about the Intercontinental Battle Royal? That's dumb. It'll be a good match.
Ice cream ladder match.
But it's like...
Bad idea.
But it's like... It's the IC title. Like, they need to make it...
Yeah, it's like the World Championship. That's what they're doing. They're getting prestige.
That was the ladder match.
The ladder match that made it big in the first place?
No, the ladder match is what, like, at this point in history, is what, like, you do in order to win a chance to win a title.
Oh, yeah, WrestleMania.
Money in the Bank?
That changed. It's over. That was
Money in the Bank's not over.
Yeah, there's its own thing.
We're going to do Money in the Bank next time around.
Not at Mania.
Well, not a medium, but it's its own pay-per-view.
Now. Ladder matches are always a thing, dude. Like, for the tag team titles, that's how they got big again. Now for the Intercontinental title.
Tag team division's been pretty okay.
Oh, really? The two teams?
They have, like, eight teams.
Oh, well, they're mostly.
I mean, not great teams.
The New Day?
Well, less random talk, more focused discussion. And when I call in, it's just to listen. You can't hear me. Okay, well, let's focus on the thing, Terry. What should we talk about? Let's talk about drinking. And you can't hear most people. Stop your mumbling. That's probably more mic issues than anything.
That's probably how they're using it, yeah.
I'm going to Snapchat Terry right now. Drinking rocks. It does rock. I feel good about drinking. That's what I'm doing right now.
Drinking rocks.
I'm not drinking rock. I'm Snapchatting Terry his own messages on the podcast. Look at this. This is going right to Terry. Terry, say hi to yourself. It's fucking time travel. Or just say make it happen. Say hi, Terry.
Hi.
You're wasting time. You fucked up. You screwed it up. I'm going to Snapchat you, and you're going to be like, I didn't say hi to myself.
He just said hi. He was just late.
Too late. You're late.
It was a really late hi.
So, let's talk about Obama. That's not. I don't want to.
No,
that's
boring.
Let's go back to wrestling.
You're going to be those guys? Let's talk about...
Just hit record again. I'm drinking Strohs, by the way. Who else do we have in here?
We have guests 5950.
9582. All right, so we were going to talk about things, but that fell apart. Because apparently you guys don't like wrestling. Five-second delay. You're even timing it.
Phone has a watch, man.
It does. I saw Chappie yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. It was good. I liked it. The Antwerp.
Very much like Short Circuit?
No, not.
Short Circuit 3?
Nothing like Short Circuit.
The Antwerp game.
The only thing that's similar to Short Circuit is a robot. The robot that's starting as a kind of like a baby. And then it learns. And then it's like humanity sucks. So that's similar. But everything else is like much more.
What's the robot?
No, that's it.
Fascinating.
No, it's good. It's good, but it's a good movie. It really is a good movie. What do you think about the Bloom Camp doing the new Aliens movie?
That's going to be amazing.
I think it's a great idea.
I saw the concept art for it. It looks good. So
I think it's going to be great.
Yes, we did hear about Ninja being a complete dickbag.
Yes.
I believe it 100%.
Well, he's fucking the N-word.
But look at him. I mean, you kind of assume that he was cunty.
But it's the N-word. Like, that's their gimmick.
That's their gimmick. They hop off stage. They hop in their van. They don't, like, talk to fans or anything. They just go straight to it.
Yeah. So I wasn't even upset about it. Like, literally in the movie, Ronnie, when she, because she loves the N-word.
That's not here.
I'm not censoring shit. The computer's censoring it. The Antwerp, the movie, we'll just call it Chappie. So they star in the movie, but yet they are hardly in the trailers at all.
Yeah, it's not very marketable to a wide audience.
In South Africa, marketable.
That's probably a different trailer.
But then they wear their own shirts.
Yeah.
And their music plays in the background of all of their scenes, pretty much throughout the entire movie.
Plus
he's the dick on set. Like, that's literally what a rock star would do.
Yeah.
So Chappie is, like, cool as ice.
Basically, yeah. It's
a basic concept movie.
Yeah. It was good.
I enjoyed it immensely.
Shit, Terry's getting upset that the computer is censoring his stuff.
Why are you being censored, Terry?
Yeah, I heard he said that pics of his junk.
Okay, that was
here's the thing. Like, he wasn't that bad of an actor, actually. Yolandi was not as strong as he was, but she was still pretty okay. Until there's a point where she's like, Ninja, don't leave me.
And then
she's acting like I would do, and that's, you don't want to do that. Don't do that.
You don't act like Jason.
Yeah, don't act like me. That's not going to get you any more work at all.
Don't do that.
You've seen some of my films. Have you seen Red River? Best role I ever had.
Was it?
Because I didn't talk and you didn't see my face.
Honestly, the best role I've ever had is that porn.
The porn?
The Brian porn?
The Brian porn.
Has the Dawson's dick.
I don't know why Dawson's dick was your best performance ever.
I want to date.
That was your most natural performance I've ever seen.
Because it was virginity. There's a porn, Dawson's dick porn, that I was in.
It's about pregnancy.
Yeah, it's about the, what was the girl's name?
Blowy.
It's about Blowy being a virgin and not wanting to wait any longer.
No, it wasn't. It was about her
being pregnant.
Her fucking his best friend.
I know.
Are we still talking about Chappie?
No.
This is what Chappie was about.
Chappie was...
We're
pregnant. Was it always pregnant?
Yeah, but with pussy baby.
Pussy baby. Oh, babies and pussy baby.
She doesn't want to be pussy pregnant.
I forgot that we had those pussy and
she doesn't want to be pussy
pregnant. Pussy, Blowy, and Dawson, those are the main characters. You can't go wrong with that, can you guys?
Is Joshua Jackson?
Okay.
Pussy was Joshua Jackson.
He's pretty available.
Hoey.
Hoey.
Why wasn't it Blowy?
I don't know.
Look, you only have 11 minutes and 20 seconds left of this gold that you're hearing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Because I can't afford the two-hour show.
How much is that?
Like $40 a month or something.
$40 a month.
For how many times you get to do it?
Just every day.
Every day?
But we probably wouldn't broadcast usually at 2 a.m. after not
putting
together.
Probably.
They
picked out some more.
Oh, yeah, actually, yeah.
Simply Gold!
Dude, people are asleep right now.
You are right, Terry.
Why? Because it's Thursday.
Thursday, 2 a.m.
Wait, you think we could, like, just rebroadcast another 30-minute one right after this?
Can you?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Like a different account?
I like to talk nonsense.
That's what you do.
Terry, what do you... It is what I do. Hey, Terry, what do you want us to talk about? Let's talk about things. What do you want to talk about?
And
how's the moving going? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about how Terry moves.
There's only two of us in here, so let's just talk to Terry.
Terry, hurry up and move here, please.
Are you here yet?
He said
it's 5 minute delay, so let's just...
Oh, 5 minutes.
It's not going well.
Oh, shit.
That's not good. We don't like that. We want... You should be here now. You could be naked in our house.
We need you here
right
now.
15 more days?
Freddie and I could be dressing you up like a woman for the grave.
You're waiting 15 more days? You and I could be dressed up like women right now.
I need you now.
With Derek, who looks good as a woman.
I mean, to be honest, Derek, you guys all do.
They're all good women.
Derek as a woman? I want to see that shit.
Well,
simply
you're not allowed. Go back to sleep.
Yeah. Watch, you just go fucking watch the goddamn Green Mile again.
I love that black guy.
The next Michael Clark Duncan.
The black guy in that movie? Wait, do you want to film? Can you film Simply Drunk Drag Queen?
Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
No pants on, Terry. No, we're not going to keep
pants.
We're not going to keep our pants on.
Terry, no one wears pants.
Oh, by the way, like right in the apartments right next to us, we just met some neighbors, and they were two fairly hot girls, cute girls. So that's good. So you guys should come hang out over here and meet our
Simply Drunk Marathon, where we do Simply Drunk
girls.
Drag Queen and then do Simply Drunk Bros for St. Patrick's Day.
Terry, you want to do Simply Drunk Drag Queen?
Please get Brittany over to help us do your makeup and hair.
Derek?
Saturday.
Yeah,
probably.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I've never seen Derek dressed as a woman.
I feel like you guys would be, like, really creepy and start hanging out on your front porch.
Waiting for the girls to show up.
Just waiting.
Yeah, Ronnie probably will totally do that. You know you would totally do that. You're such a worse perv than I am.
You have to be a little bit more, like, eccentric for to get my attention that good.
She was all right.
They were not cute, but for me to sit out there and wait for you, you're going to
have to, like... The other one didn't talk a whole lot and really wanted to leave, like, quickly because I think she got the vibe that we were, like, you know...
We are.
I don't know, delinquents? What are we?
I think I heard the word raid like seven times when she first walked into
that
house.
Why would that make somebody uncomfortable?
I mean, I don't care. If they're uncomfortable, they don't belong here.
That is true.
You
know
the neighbor?
Yeah.
If you're uncomfortable with rape, get the fuck out.
You're uncomfortable with rape.
The Lily girl was not uncomfortable at all. The other Michaela girl was completely Malachi, I was uncomfortable around. And Kobe?
Who?
Who's the dude? There's apparently
a dude
out there. I didn't see him. Megan may have made him up.
There was a dude.
Kobe?
I have no idea.
Who made your kid Kobe?
I don't know. I didn't catch the name.
Kobe? Would any of the three of you name your children Hobie?
No.
Wait, are one of you Hobie?
I say, Hobie, are you there?
Hobie, can you hear me?
That's a terrible name.
Sorry. That's a dumb name. Like, that's just, I mean, that's just dumb. Hobie.
Hobie.
That's like somebody that was a Kobe fan, but then was like, oh no, he did that to those women. Change it. Put an H on it.
Yeah, dude. Never trust anybody named Malachi.
Yeah.
You guys are awesome people.
Was one of them named Malachi?
No.
Yes.
Malik Malachi. Shit, now I forgot her name. Michaela.
Lily Michaela.
Michaela. Malachia.
I think they gave us fake names.
I think they did. Hobie.
Why? Where you live next door?
Because apparently you guys said rape, rape.
Not
before, not, it's like, since you live next door, rape, rape, rape,
Can you, like, touch your nose with your lips?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
How do you do that?
Let me see.
How do you always do that?
I can't. They're just...
I always get like lipstick on your nose and your forehead, and I'm like, how do you get your forehead though?
That's a weird thing.
I can't though.
Maybe they lied to us,
they
Jerry.
I'm wondering why I can get makeup on my nose. Those people came over of their own free will.
Like, did they just walk up and like?
You sound like white people talking about slaves.
But Jerry.
No, they were standing in the hill. Right. They were like,
had
hello, neighbor.
Lipstick on her face.
Shut up.
They were standing on
that. I think we only have a few minutes left.
Good.
5 minutes, maybe. Yeah, five minutes left. So, this has been an eventful
episode. Oh, no, it was
good. Good game.
I'm surprised we got it working, honestly. But apparently it works.
Yeah, they wouldn't want to figure out how to get it working, like, instantly without...
I don't know if the three people that are listening right now, I don't know if they understand, but later, they're going to have 2 hours of this.
Oh, wow.
Does that not make you excited?
That's exciting.
I'm wet.
The world is wet. The streets are flooded.
That's a big blue wet thing.
Waka waka.
Does Terry
come over on Saturday with Brittany or what?
Terry, you coming over Saturday?
Terry,
St. Patty's Day Parade this Saturday, Bardstown Road.
We don't have to take callers, don't we?
Yeah,
we
can take callers.
Yeah, it's going to call their number.
We'll do Simply Drunk Drag, which we need you and Brittany for. I'm going to Snapchat them.
We can take callers. What's the number? 213-943-3458.
I think that's the caller right now.
Here we go. You're on the air.
Hello. How's everyone over there today?
We are well. Who are we speaking to?
You're speaking to Dave.
Dave?
Yeah.
Hi, Dave.
What's going on, guys?
We are being drunk and doing a show for 3 minutes and 20 more seconds.
Is the other Dave there?
No more Dave. You're the only Dave. You're Dave number one.
You're the only Dave for us.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we heard that. Dave.
Yo.
Hang on just a second. Hang on just a second.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
What?
Hello, this is Cam Champion. I have a two-part question, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Part one, go Cats. Part two, what's the government going to do about these Al-Qaeda ice bombs? I'll take my comments off the line. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think what's going to happen, Terry, is we're going to take those particular cats.
Terry, come over.
Those cats that you were talking about, we're going to take them and throw them at the Al-Qaeda ice bomb.
And America the fuck out of them.
Yeah.
Yes. Terry, what do you think about that, Dave?
Terry.
Heck yeah. Throw Terry, cats at them. That always works.
Dave? Dave's all about it.
Terry,
That was our Al-Qaeda plan.
Terry, come over.
Nothing better.
Dave, thanks for calling in. We have 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Terry, come over.
All right.
On this test episode of the Booze News.
No news.
Wait, there really wasn't any news.
And that's the news.
We could have talked, you know, about wrestling and movies and...
Yeah, we're getting drunk.
This lady would
Yeah,
we
but. Yeah, but then things
we
happen.
We didn't talk about Double Man, but I called him too late.
Yeah, you know, things happen, man. So, anyways, Dave, thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Come hit us back up next show. Maybe later. I don't know. Hello, who do we have here?
Caller in the last 60 seconds.
We have 60 seconds. Last caller.
I'm mistaken.
Terry, come over on Saturday.
45 seconds.
What up, yo?
Dave, Terry, we have 30 seconds. We're going off the air. Cat at Al-Qaeda Ice Bombs.
Exactly. Excellent.
Dean Ambrose for the IC title.
What was your info on the St. Patty's braid?
Yeah.
Hey,
you can stay at our house.
Yeah.
It's on Saturday.
10 seconds.
Bring Brittany so she can help us.
Bring Brittany. Dave, Terry, Brittany, everybody, come to our house Saturday.
This is on Bataz Buckshank.
And good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, sir.
Oh, it's still on, apparently.
We talked for like an hour afterwards about it. Oh, yeah. We talked to Marvel. And then, like, we were up to one. Terry, say your Snapchat.
I think we're gone.
Yeah, it's gone now.
But they hung up. I think apparently we could have been on longer.
We need to end it with.
Dong.
But instead, we'll just end this.
Well, good night.